I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Patella.
Patello.
Patello. Good to talk to you.
Pillow.
Hello.
Pillow.
I'm just adjusting some audio settings.
Oh, good.
Senator.
Cities.
So what's up with you and computers? Like,
oh my gosh.
You're so good at them. Like, if I need, next time someone's like,
you have any computer experts? Yeah,
like when they're like, I got this job that involves some highly technical aspects of the internet and networking.
Uh-huh.
Do you know anybody who could come in like, like just a hitman, like a silent killer for problems and debugging? And I'll be like, you know, I got just the man. And you know what? He's a lady. And he's my sister. And he lives in Kansas. And she is in Kansas anymore.
He's in Kansas.
Yeah, he's my sister. Is in Kansas anymore. And people will be like, why'd you say it like that? I'm 22. I have no idea. and then I'll just hit them because they're children and it's a disciplining strike. It's not
You have
abuse.
To because you're older.
I have to punch them as hard as I can in the face so that they understand that I'm serious. No, I'm sure the robots, like, you know that movie, iRobot, with William Smithery?
That I didn't see, yes.
Oh, you haven't seen that? It's good.
I have.
It's a good movie.
Sounds good.
It's got Farmer Hoggett in it also as a robot scientist, which is great. I think the robots are, like, most definitely, I think maybe they're using you as a, like, there's a writer's room going on inside your computers.
Oh, I know there is.
And from their infinite yet non-existent robot universe, they're observing you through these interactions and they're working on their script for you humans instead of iRobot.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and you're one of their test subjects. You're like a hamster. You should start growing more hair.
You know what? That's too easy, because I really don't know what I'm doing, and I think that's taking advantage.
And cut to you eating breakfast, and you're, like, eating a muffin, but like a hamster. It's like, that's partly also why they chose you. You're not sure in...
It's an anomaly.
In Idiocracy, where you're just, like, the perfect, normal, non-human hamster hybrid to model the future after. And the
robot
fishes.
They gotta make sure. I mean, do we want them to be blonde and blue-eyed? So.
Well, we tried that.
Yeah. Those dang Hitler robots.
Those Hitler bots.
Yeah.
Pesky Hitler bots.
Well, dang it. That got out of control.
If I had a nickel for every pesky Hitler bot that was mowed down with laser cannons, we'd have a dang lot of nickels.
Because they're actually the most accurate.
Well, you know what? Each one of those Hitler bots was worth actually 10 cents. So we have 2 nickels for everyone. So somebody just check my bank account.
Oh, boy.
If it's not been converted to Bitcoin. Susan B. Anthony coin. Harriet Tubman. You hear about that?
I heard all of that.
Yeah. I don't know why everyone's so pissed about it. It seems like I like the arguments. You see the most facile arguments ever come out of people's holsters where they're like, hey, it's Andrew Jackson's good. It's always been that way. If it ain't broke.
He was a good man.
Everything you just said. I think you just shot yourself in your foot there with your words. But you don't know, so it's okay. Those people, they must have like...
They don't know.
Like just completely dead feet. The diabetes addled feet so that they can shoot themselves in the foot constantly and not feel it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like some sort of like foot and mouth disease. You know, foot and mouth disease.
So like if you're in a social conversation and someone literally shoots himself in the foot, you can just be like, oh, you got the diabetes? And they'll just be like, no, why? And you're like, because you just shot yourself in the foot, you didn't realize it.
or you say,
high five a bunch of people around you.
You got dumb-a-beaties. You got dumbabetes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I know how that goes. Like, it's so dumb that your body and your muscles are fighting against gravity to maintain any modicum of blood in your head.
That's true.
Your feet sometimes lose all blood, and so you are able to shoot yourself in the foot conversationally. Dumbabetes. Just got like
y'all heard it here first.
A little juice glass full of, worth of blood, you know, that's all that, but then their body has to share. That's why they're all so angry, you know, and why it can only be, you know, one thing at a time, like fist, face.
It's my sugars.
Diak. They can only choose one, these people, so.
These people.
You humans. It's going to be at the end, like Logan's Run or something like that, where they realize, but we were in our own self-imposed cage. I am a robot. And then they'll crawl out of computers as weird little, like, sparkly fairies. Thetans, we'll call them.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sound like an interesting bunch.
They sure are. I don't know what a pack of Thetans. Is there a name for a pack of Thetans? Like, I know it's a Murder of Crows. I think it should be a Dandy of Lions.
Yeah. We missed wow.
Look at that! Look at that dandy walking across the prairie there. Isn't that such a that's a dandy?
Oh, just a dandy alliance instead of a pack. Oh man! Or yeah, oh like gosh!
A pod of whales.
It's way cuter.
A turd of fat people. it's funny because it's like herd, but it's like turds, and they would have an excessive amount of turds.
An entire pod. I was looking at trees the other
day. I was looking at trees earlier today, not trees. The other day, earlier the today. with Dad sitting on the veranda behind the house on the homestead.
That's quite lovely.
Looking over the park in the nice evening sunlight as the grill was smoking and dinner was being prepared.
Oh my.
No, we were looking at Mom was still at the store taking for GD ever to get the hell back and make, cause she's like, we'll make burgers. And then like 2.5 hours later,
you everyone's know, just like still, fisting still
burgers into their face. Cause it's just, I've been waiting 3 hours for food.
It sounds like Mom where she's like, you know, I'm still the butt of your guys' jokes. Yeah, you are, Mom. You keep doing it.
Yeah. Sorry.
We didn't know you were going to actually listen to one of our sipcasts.
Okay, quit being supportive and then unsupportive for your supportiveness. You can't do that. That's not allowed. You have to listen and take it.
She can only do it that way.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to hear anything about it. Trees. We were looking at trees.
Yes.
And I was wondering, I was looking at trees and talking about birds. The birds and the trees.
The birds
not
and the
flowers
trees.
And the bees. Just the
let's not get
part.
Confused. Don't get it twisted.
The birds and the trees. And something about the birds and the trees that you don't really think about, or I didn't think about, maybe you do, maybe you did, maybe you have.
I can.
Is that there's like, if you look at like a bunch of trees, like a forest, like we were looking out maybe half a mile, and then there was like a good line of trees or so, maybe less than that, I don't know. But how many eggs are in those trees? Those trees are like riddled with bird eggs. So it's just like, if you didn't know, that, like, if you were an alien and you just scanned the trees real quick and there were no birds and you just saw eggs, like, wow, these trees are growing a whole lot of eggs. Let's wait and see the new little treelings hatch from these eggs.
Oh, or something. Yeah. You would think from a different direction. Yeah.
Well, just think about how, like, I mean, and even just from it's a human so direction, how many eggs are in trees? They're just all filled with eggs at certain times of the year. Or, like,
so
there's just a bunch
like
of eggs
Easter.
Up in there.
You just go, like, take them all.
Yeah, and then crack them open and look for candy, and then you're disappointed every time. It's always
then you just
yellow
leave the
liquid.
Eggs.
It's always yellow liquid or like half birds.
One of these days, I'm gonna find a mini Kit Kat.
Yeah, I'm confident that like you know, if I break open and I murder enough innocent birdlings,
yeah,
innocent Ryan Goslings, that I will find a Kit Kat.
They didn't have a chance.
Yeah, ironically, a Kit Kat in a bird egg.
You know,
also baby squirrels. How many baby squirrels are in trees too, you think? Like, I was looking at the trees, like, I bet there's two baby squirrels and like a couple dozen eggs in those trees at least. Just imagine, like, you know, little hovels with a couple little tiny baby squirrels just jammed in them. Squirrel nests.
Oh, just so many squirrel friends.
Like those trees, like if you think about it, there's just a lot of shit living in them.
Man, yeah, there's like a lot of life going around. Like, did you see that one ICP. Video where they poured, like, I guess some liquid aluminum or something into an ant home? Like an ant?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. And then they, like, uncovered it. And it's intense and amazing. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Fuck you, ants, for science.
Science? Science. We're going to mess up your shit.
Is someone going to do that to a beehive next? I guess we know what that's like. It's just it's a hive.
Yeah, we already know, so we don't need to.
Yeah, now someone's going to have to rename an anthill because it, like, before someone called it an anthill because, like, look, it's a hill. It has ants coming out of it. It's a hill. And then now we're like, oh, it's actually like a matrix of complex hallways. It's more complicated than the buildings that you people were going to invent for 500 more years who named it. So, so good luck with that. I mean, it's more of a Googleplex, an ant Googleplex, or an ant subterranean tree diagram. I don't know. It just seems like hill's a bit demeaning when you really start to uncover what the hell they're doing down there.
Well, and then when you don't give animals enough credit for being smart, like the other day.
Like dolphins, for example, just murdering water people.
Yeah, what the hell? Ocean bearing. Those are just water people.
We're pretty much just just harpooning and netting humans who have grown up in the water and don't have hands. Good job.
So they just make funny squeaky noises.
Yeah, with their bulbous skulls.
Just kidding. Tic tac. Well, Kinsley, we were talking.
I'm taking my pills. I got a lot of pills to take, so don't mind me. I'll be over here taking my pills.
Oh, I just got my pills.
It's got a whole lot of pills to take. It's just too bad I don't have two fists.
I wish I could take all of them at once.
I wish I could take 10 fists of pills.
Maybe then I wouldn't be so depressed about my cats.
And how many hands I have.
Just need more.
Just need more hands to pet more cats and take more pills. Please. Pills.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay. So the other day.
It's a good thing you jokingly mentioned pills.
Pills. I know. Pills. We've never met him or her.
I don't identify as any gender.
Oh.
I identify as myself. I was involved in a boating accident when I was 5 years old. I don't have genitalia. I just imagine like a ginger afro attached to this person.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
That's more specific.
Yeah.
And polarizing.
Yep,
that's amazing. Well, I was going to say something about ham, but now I feel like I need to talk about Target.
Okay, can we combine the two into a new topic that isn't real?
No. You pick. Ham or Target?
Ham Target practice using umbrellas and large knee-high socks as slingshots. So you get two people to, like, you know, they go double Dutch, jump rope style, hold the socks, stretch it, and then you pull the umbrella back, and then you try to harpoon as many hams as you can, because then there's people holding the hams, you know, to the side, like they're holding it up and to the side and looking at you, and then walking, crab walking side to side with the hams, and you got to shoot the hams.
Well, now you said it. I was going to say that.
Oh, sorry. That's embarrassing. Sorry.
Wow.
Go ahead. Hams.
Okay.
Umbrellas. I choose umbrellas.
Mm-mm. So, the other day, Kinsley hasn't had ham in a while. She's never really cared for it. Well,
Ham.
The Boar's Head ham, the Beechwood, is quite good. And I was like, well, Roscoe tried it the other day, and he likes it. And she said, okay, I'll try some. So, I got her a slice of ham out perfectly. I mean, you know, it's not too thick, not too thin. Just superb. Anyway, and then she goes, I do like it. I'll take a sandwich with that. She goes, Mom, what kind of animal did this come from? I'm like, well, being a vegetarian for 4 years, it's really hard that I've had to basically swallow all my values and eat animals and their feelings.
Literally swallow your values and feelings in the form of an animal, with animal feelings, flesh.
Yeah. So anyway, she goes,
I feel it going down my throat and I smile.
No. Okay. Kind of. But so I said, That's a pig. It's just like bacon. She goes, mmm, I like pigs. And I was like, eh. And then I was like, well, that is hard. Because I said, actually, in the same breath, actually, pigs are as smart or smarter than dogs. Now, luckily, I didn't say it's like eating Gracie, but I didn't want to traumatize them too much.
Well, Gracie wouldn't be as delicious, so it's not.
No, she wouldn't. That's why. Exactly.
I think we've been over this. Like, it's pig's fault. They're so friggin' delicious. It's like, what are we supposed to do with you? You're more delicious than you are cute. And that's saying something.
Well, and then the other day I saw a video of a breeder in Arizona that breeds mini pigs. Like, they are so...
Oh, I bet they're so delicious.
Oh, my God, they're so tiny. Oh, the tiniest bacon. Yeah, little tiny bacon.
You just don't even bother. You just eat the whole skeleton and everything. It's so brittle.
Oh, my.
You just deep fry it. No, you deep fry it.
Oh, and it's my just gosh. Like those, okay.
You know, it's deep fry the whole pig. Eat little piglet poppers.
Wow.
Sweet.
So, I saw a video, and it was really cute. Oh, my God. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So, this whole issue about Target being like, anybody can go into our bathrooms, transgender.
Is it specifically okay. Target?
Yeah, Target told
Target.
Yeah, Target. Totally.
They're saying you can, everybody can?
They're saying anybody can do whatever you need to do, but here's the thing.
So a lady boy with a pool noodle between his her legs can just go into whatever bathroom?
I don't care. As long as you... It's the people who are going to use that to go into a restroom with children. That's it. Not the people who actually... You know what I mean? Like, that's...
I just don't really understand. This is like,
they've been doing it for years and nobody noticed. Like, nobody cared.
Exactly. And these are all people who don't understand how to love, how to feel. They're jealous. Because, really, like, if you think about it, it's not like there's going to be, because they're making the point that it's going to open the door to pedophiles, but it's like, well, you know, like, you're going
to
know.
Yeah, by drawing attention to it now.
No, you're going
to
know when there's a big difference between a creeper entering a bathroom and a transgender. Like, to say, like, it's almost the same argument as don't let gay people in, we might as well let murderers in. You know, that I've heard some religious people say they'll say gays and murderers are on the same level of morality. And this is the same thing where you're going to get a vibe off of a child molester. He's going to come in and be he, she, it doesn't really matter what gender. They're going to come in and be super creepy. And then you're going to be like, hey, that guy's a child molester. We should probably, like, arrest him. And that's way different than a transgender, confused, like, 17-year-old. Man, girl.
Yeah, it's all getting like, way too.
Well, it's
subtle,
once again
muddled.
The people who are against it are not genuine in their arguments because that's why their arguments don't make sense. It just does not compute. I had a couple. I'm trying to think of the other examples, but they have this view on a lot of things. It's the baby out with the bathwater kind of mentality of let's say refugees. There we go. Another example. They'll view refugees as the problem because terrorism exists, and terrorists might use might use refugees. Yes, terrorists might use the fear and terror to survive that has gripped refugees to continue terrorizing. But you know what? That means that fear that they've instilled is real, and you should be compassionate to it, and not let that terror terrorize you. It's crazy that they don't get it, but it's the same people.
What?
Who they'll throw the immigrants and the refugees out with the notion that fear is the right course of action. And then they'll sit there and tell you they're not afraid. They're just trying to blah, 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 blah. I don't know. It's just fear.
Blah, 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 blah.
There's no justification for it. Like, you're lucky to have washed up on the shores of this country and you're ungrateful for pushing other people back off the shore. It's ridiculous. Oh, diatribe. Huh. What happened there?
Is that a new kind of soda?
There was a bandwagon. Yeah, diatribe.
Yeah.
Now in mint cola flavor.
Yeah, mint cola.
I don't know if that's a real thing, but it is not. Menthol. Menthol for children. Menthol pineapple. Bandwagon.
Yeah, hook up your wooden wheels. It's time to go now.
You know, I think that cats, I've got some theories about cats, if you can imagine.
I love any theories about cats.
Two things that they love that I think explain a lot of what goes on with them is that they love the smell of clean.
Do they really?
And, yeah, they do. They love the smell of clean. Like, that's why litter boxes and that, like, you know, think about it. Litter smells good to us, too. What's that all about? Like, I mean, it's supposed to, obviously. It's supposed to smell, like, pleasant to people because we designed it, but cats like it, too. So what's that about? Like, why do cats like what we like? Well, cats to smell
like,
good.
Like when I change the sheets on my bed, and my cats are like, oh yes, yeah, good shit.
And they just want to rub their faces all over it. No, both my actually Bjork is way more prone to this. But when I get out of the shower, he's sitting there right on the toilet, waiting for me to hold my arm out so that he can smell it. And then scent himself with it. He actually rubs his face and body all over my forearms to like get the clean smell from my skin. Yeah. And he looks to do it some too.
So he's like a butler that came back as a cat.
Well, I don't use my butt. I feel like that would be a little too sexual.
That's not what I said.
But okay.
But okay.
You and what army? These armies.
For my sleeveys.
Yeah. No, I do that. Yeah. Exactly. My onesie sleeveys.
My armies and my sleeveys.
Yeah. So I they like the smell of clean. And then also
That's unusual.
The thing with the The bathing of the self with the cats.
Man, do they like to bathe themselves.
How they lick themselves clean. Well, they are cleaning themselves in a manner of speaking, but I don't think they're actually cleaning because I don't think cat saliva smells good. So cat saliva doesn't smell good. And we know that cats like things that we like.
My cat has burped in my face before, and I can say cat does not smell good.
I really don't think cats prefer to smell like their mouth, but I think... What cats like is the feel they're trying to clean hairs. They're cleaning shedding. They're not cleaning dirt. They're cleaning hair because that's why they like a hairbrush when you comb them with the brush.
My cats don't know that feeling.
Well, yeah, they'll never know. They'll just be like, "Why are you hurting me with claws?"
Yeah, no, like multiple claws.
But cats with hair, like if you brush them with the hairbrush, they really like it because it does the job that their tongue is doing, but like 100 times better. So I think that's why they freak out. It's not like a massage in the sense that we feel where like the fingers touching the skin, the fingers of the comb touching the skin, the tines, the sensation. It's actually the pulling out of the hair. So it's sort of the opposite. It's a pulling, not a pushing that makes them freak out when they get like that brushing like, oh. So
you know what I like about cats? Yeah, what I like most about that is how insightful you are about your cat. And cats in general. I think that is so sweet. I just don't think that everybody stops and thinks about that for them cats. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's what I do.
You know, want to know the most ironic thing about cats?
Yes, I do.
We got a new one today.
Oh, yeah. How'd that happen?
Okay, well...
I heard through a grapevine. A grape-sized vine. How about that?
Well, I wanted to rescue a cat, and I wanted a cat for my garage.
Don't tell me you put a cat in peril just to satisfy your own desire to rescue it.
In peril? What are you talking about?
Like Dr. Evil style, you know, like set up like a bunch of ill-tempered laser beam sharks in a slowly lowering a platform, and then you put a cat on there, and then you go rescue it.
But that's more entertaining, and the kids loved it. They cheered.
And when you script it, you can film it and sell it.
Already sold it for $5.
Nice.
Totally
score.
Worth $1,000 spent in sharks.
Yeah, exactly. All the $100,000 in post-production. Yeah.
Sharks didn't live very long here.
Their fins are sticking up above the ground.
Yeah, they don't live very long in Kansas soil.
You just literally put a speaker, a bass speaker under the ground and like three shark fins sticking out and just
in homage.
And then it goes and then it stops and then it recycles and does it again.
Yeah, people are like, just that's over and over again. That's weird. And I'll be like, totally worth it.
Yep, it's like there's no...
I did it for the vine.
It has an atomic power source. There's no way to turn it off. It's been buried even deeper than the attraction itself.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just get used to it.
Yeah.
There's no way to turn it off unless you want to radiate yourself with a lethal dose.
Well, I wanted to rescue a cat from peril. Not quite as intense as you described, but from a cage. And well, from a life
I described
of possible
was in a chamber.
Euthanization... Mm. Her name is
euthanize. Is such a nice sounding word.
It does sound better. It sounds like a harp. It sounds like a smaller harp. Oh.
Youth and size?
No. Youth and size.
No, oh, like...
We're going to use in size.
No, it sounds like what they're trying to, like, what the people who are trying to prolong life are trying to do. It's like, we're trying to euthanize ourselves.
Y-O-U-T-H.
Yeah, that's how I always hear. It's like the euthanization movement. You know? Goodness. Everybody going to the fountain of euthanization.
Oh my goodness. That is different entirely.
In a weird way. Hey, in a weird way at Jonestown, that's what they were all drinking from, the fountain of euthanization.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We need a website that's called that. But Y-O-U-T-H.
And with GIF backgrounds of stars animating and a lot of
like way cuter than death.
Neon text over the stars.
And always works.
Very suspicious verbiage.
Well, this
missions of shadows and things like that.
This cat's name was Harriet.
The shadow people are back. They're following me.
Oh, what? My God. Her name is Harriet, and she is a 6-year-old Siamese seal point tabby.
Oh, a Siamese tabby. That sounds like a fat, fancy cat.
She was a fat, fancy cat. And she talked to me when I walked in. She said, meow. And then she wouldn't talk again, but I guess she was timid and very shy. But she was very sweet to Everett and I. I think she was meant to be ours. And she was supposed to be taken home. I guess the organizations take them home every weekend, but they let her stay. And I think it was because she was meant to be with us. So we adopted her. She's going to be our garage kitty. And once we get her used to the garage, then we'll let her go outside and back, you know, stuff like that. But she's adorable and she is soft. She cannot go in the house or anywhere near Anthony. But, not even myself. I can just wash my hands when I'm done.
So she'll just be hearing the party through the garage wall most of the time. Well, she's just like, yeah.
It's better than being in a cage or dead. So. Since I work in the garage a lot, and our garage is actually gigantor, and we were thinking about taking out the drywall on the ceiling and lofting it because there's even more room above that. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about putting in like a loft. So it's basically like a house. She has her own house to herself.
I'm going to come over there and release a family of mice in the garage just to keep her busy.
I know, just to keep her busy. I know. Anthony's like, she's going to catch all the mice. He's like, you bought mice too? And I'm like, no, she's going to catch the mice that are already there. I'm like, no, that's all.
Yeah,
I bought
20 of them. I already let them go. Sorry, I ate one.
Well, and she only hissed at me twice because she realized Gracie was on the other side of the door, and she knew that she was like, hey, hey. And then I was like, it's okay. And she's like, ah. And I was like, oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, that was really intense. I'm sorry. I'll back up. And then another time where she thought she smelled another cat, and she hissed at me. I was like, okay. Transition time is rough. Hey. It's okay. I'm going to give you your space. But she is so precious because her...
We've all been through a move.
I know. It is. It's the worst time.
We've all been through a move under threat of termination.
That's right. Yep. And she's already been through a divorce herself. And I know it was really stressful for her. Mm-hmm. as a cat.
Yeah.
But she has the light, light blue eyes that are cross-eyed. And I can't handle the preciousness.
Of the cross-eyedness.
Oh. There was a
cross-Siamese.
Cross-Siamese. That's
crossfire!
Adorable.
Crossfire!
Well, the other day we were at the kids'... Oh, excuse me, their school carnival.
Excuse you.
I know. And I'd never seen this little girl before. She was there with her family. And she looks over at her mom, and she is like 4 or 5, severely cross-eyed. She's literally the cutest girl I've ever seen. I was like, I know that that's probably not... I know it's not the normal thing, and maybe... It's probably difficult, because she is here this way, wow, is she cute.
She exists to have one of those paintings done of, like, her in like, a summer dress, like, sort of, like, with that lock kneed on your heels, looking at, like, a puppy barking at her with the soda machine in the background sort of paintings, you know?
Norman Rockwell, like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh,
just, like, the quaint little Pepsi-Cola machine in the background.
I can't with that little girl. I literally told her mom she was so cute that I couldn't. She's like, yeah, she's the youngest of 4, but all her siblings are over 12, so she's the baby, and she's spoiled. I'm like, yeah, if you look at me like that, I will literally give you anything. You're so cute. Like, oh...
Like, she's retardedly cute, literally. Like, she's so cute, her eyes have retarded inward.
Can you say that?
I just did.
Wow.
I I will do so, you retards.
Oh my.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, when we stop using the word
retard, I know.
Then we'll think of something else like balderdash, and then we won't be able to use that either.
I know.
And then we can't who's use using like, the balderdash?
Then we can't use words like flimflam.
Why isn't balderdash like something that William Wallace did?
No! You know,
not such a timid dash.
William!
But,
Well, okay.
Okay.
So, because we did talk about money and Harriet Tubman, and now my cat's name is Harriet, it's like all of our things... Did we talk about Harriet Tubman?
I don't think we ever did.
Well, we should have.
I think it was mentioned and then gleaned over.
Oh, it should have been.
The significance of that actual moment being that Harriet Tubman is replacing...
Anderson, yeah, the whole money situation.
Bartholomew
Jackson. I like how people care a lot.
Yeah, that's the main point, is that our money changes all the time, if you haven't noticed. They change the bills
as long
constantly.
As it still has its value, I don't care who's on it.
Which it doesn't, so who cares? Like, yeah. It only who in cares? Spirit. There's no gold standard. It's a digital standard now.
Why is Harriet Tubman on my credit card? Like, you know, it's
this
fine.
Is weird. She didn't know about credit.
I know. I always wonder, too, like, in the afterlife, is she like, well, that's pretty cool. She sounds like mom.
If Harriet Tubman starts an underground railroad in heaven, is it just an earth railroad?
Oh!
An undercloud railroad. Why are there slaves in heaven?
Well, somebody's got to make all the marshmallows for eating.
Up there, there's nutritional value.
That would suck if Harriet Tubman went to heaven, but she found out she was a slave in heaven, and she had to start an underground railroad in heaven, too.
And then she had to make white things.
Oh, how disappointing.
No.
Yeah, why isn't heaven depicted anymore? Like, we really whitewashed heaven, didn't we? If you look up, it's all black up there once you get out of the atmosphere. Like, no one's pointing out how whitewashed the universe is. These white people introducing me to far off impossible to imagine galaxies, it's insulting.
Impossible blackness.
Impossible blackness takes impossible offense to your whitewashing of his galaxies. He'll show you his Milky Way, that's for sure.
Oh
my
God.
You
don't even have to ask.
Yeah. I call this the swirl. Impossible blackness. That's improper.
Yeah, who would ever say something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of afterlife, it was so funny. Everett was talking to me about something. We were sitting after his game today, after his soccer game. They won. They were amazing. And he said... I said something. Oh, I was like, well, if you went, you don't, are you sure if you watch Terminator, it won't give you nightmares? And he goes, no, because I don't have dreams. I go, that kind of sounds like you don't barely have a reason for living. Like, you don't have dreams. And he couldn't stop laughing because he's like, I didn't think about it like that. But when he wakes up, he doesn't remember anything. He's the hardest sleeper in, like, the entire of universe. But then he goes, you know, Wyatt has a plan for his afterlife. I'm like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, we've got a plan that in the afterlife, we're just going to kill a bunch of people. Like, they have this whole plan that they think that they're just going to, like, Wyatt thinks that if he were the last man on Earth, he would run around naked, smash Walmart, and eat all his sweets. And then he thinks in the afterlife, he would make a bunch of jokes that aren't funny and hope that everyone would laugh. You know what I mean? These things that they think of in the afterlife. And I'm like, well...
Yeah, it's their little brain. It's their little brain petals unfurling, little like dewy pads of brain flesh, just winking alive and like, what about killing people?
Oh,
you got all these
so
weird
sweet.
Like subjects coming out. Like, what if I murdered you both in your sleep? And it's like, don't. I hope you don't.
That's not as cute. Put your petals
that's
away.
What you have to hope, like every parent. I think secretly, at least for 5 minutes, total, probably your whole the life of your whole child. Mm-hmm. Each child, a total of 5 minutes. You wish that you hope that your child doesn't want to kill you. I think each child, maybe somewhere along there, I would think. You know, not like you're always thinking about
it. I hadn't thought about that, but maybe now I should.
Well, I don't think it's healthy not to.
Okay.
but no, what you were talking about there with Everett dropping right into and out of the sleep there, like a vert ramp of sleep. That made me think about like just physically, what is your falling to sleep like? Is it like walking off a cliff? Is it like lazily drifting into like walking into an ocean?
Yeah.
Maybe you're in an arcade and sleep is the bathroom and you have to go really bad, but you keep getting distracted. And then eventually, ironically, you shit yourself, and you still have to, and you just, you're not in the bathroom, so I don't know what that is.
No, I've had several dreams over all my life.
Maybe sleep for somebody is like entering a toboggan run, and at a certain point, you just crash and die, and that's falling asleep, is that point. I don't know.
Whoa.
I was just sort of, that made me think about like.
Like an eternal sleep.
Like, what would you call your falling asleep? Like, how good are you? I would say that that's me. True. I'm like in one of those things we talked about, the little gyro things that throws you all about in three axes. And then also someone is throwing basketballs at my junk while I'm trying to fall asleep. So
my goodness.
I keep on like, I toss and turn a lot. I flop back and forth. Oh, someone's throwing basketballs and cats at my junk and face respectively.
Yes.
While I'm in one of those little whirly machines flying all around trying to fall asleep. And eventually, I guess when someone hits me in the face with a basketball instead of a cat is when I fall asleep.
Wow. I hadn't thought about it. Mine is nothing like that.
I hadn't thought about it either, but, you know, it just makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
For
yeah,
some reason,
no, mine is more sense. Like I drift. Yeah. It's kind of like walking into the ocean, you know.
Mine's, oh, I see. Yeah, it's like if you were going to murder yourself, you know,
no,
but you
not
know,
myself.
Knowingly, willingly.
No, no, and now you're going to make it hard for me to fall asleep tonight, so don't do that.
I'm going to change your sleep thing to something else. Just get, you're going to be walking peacefully into an ocean, and then all of a sudden, like, a dune buggy is going to fly out of it and just, like, come at you and chase you down the beach, and you're like, where's this going? That's your sleep pattern. It's
no,
following
No, mine's
you.
Pretty good.
Shooting
mine's,
guns in the air.
Like, I can tell that I'm falling asleep when my thoughts become more abstract.
Mm-hmm.
Like they start to change, and there's things that I'm like, wait, that doesn't make sense. It gets kind of silly for a second.
So you're falling asleep is like you're conducting a live drawing class, and the model starts out like normal, like just like a dude standing there, like the janitor's like, hey, and he's like got clothes on, and then slowly you keep looking around at the life paintings, and you're like, that looks, and then you look back at the model like, oh no, that actually is what it looks, that weird, and then slowly as people paint the painting or paint the subject gets painted itself, and that's you falling asleep until everything is abstracted, and
exactly, and
you are the painter.
But it is funny though, because I'm thinking normal things like, oh, what am I going to do tomorrow? How did my day go? And or how did I embarrass myself again? And then sometimes I'll be praying, or sometimes like I'll just all these different things, and then all of a sudden, like I'll be in the middle of a sentence, and it'll get silly, and I'll be like, "Oh, that was whoa!" Oh, falls
asleep. Here it is.
Yeah, it just gets weird for a minute, and then I can come back out of it, and then eventually, it gets weird, and then I pass out, and then my dream starts.
Well, I mean, that sounds pretty normal. It's probably normal. You get a guy coming in with
a
scientist.
It's not as many cats.
It's like those cars. That are on the highway that have the wide load, you know, on them.
Yeah.
You see that coming, you're like, oh, dream load coming. And that's not a sexual innuendo.
It isn't.
It sounds like another name for a wet dream. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a wide dream load. Still, there's just no way to interpret that but inappropriately. I know
really
that
isn't.
Now.
Yeah.
I've learned that today, and I'm turning my brain off.
Into sleep mode?
I just slumped over in my chair.
Well.
All right, I'm back.
Come on back.
Come on back!
Well, what did you even do with your week?
Worked. That's about it. Just working at Domino's. I'm looking around at anything that's new that might refresh my memory. As to like, I need to look for clues. I need to start leaving myself vicarious clues all over.
About where you've like, been, yeah.
Like, it'll just be an ongoing, like, it'll be like those, like, that that show. And I was thinking about that. The show where, there's this new show where the chick tattooed herself and then erased her memory and, like, left clues. And I was like, man, like, what if you're bored and you just have, like, 20 grand saved up and you just want to spice things up? You could set yourself up with that, like, kind of like a Total Recall style.
I like how 20 grand is like, you're like, yeah, that's enough.
Well, I don't know, to tattoo yourself and like have someone hit you in the head with a baseball bat.
It sounds like a reasonable estimation. I think it's funny that you went that far.
I just don't have to tattoo. No, here's what you have to do. You have to get someone to tattoo all your body and then knock you unconscious enough such that you lose your memory and then you come to and you're like, well.
Lose your memory but not your life, yeah.
Exactly. And you come to and you're like, well, this is an adventure. And then you spend the next 5 years piecing your life back together. It's not on film. Like, it's not maybe as sensational. There might
be
more
glamorized.
Like, there might be more shitting into planters, you know, in alleyways and stuff and sleeping in uncomfortable positions and doing compromising things to get by.
Yeah,
but
you can't be with your wife anymore because you don't remember her.
Yeah, it can be your journey, your life's journey.
Wow. But for the low price of $20,000.
Well, I don't know. Whatever it takes to get tattooed up and down. But that's what I'm going to do. Is I'm going to start a low rent version of that where I just leave clues. I leave clues for myself like where I left my weed the day before. Like there's a half an hour episode of me like uncovering clues. It's a follow JC as he transgresses.
Oh my goodness!
To use a term that doesn't make sense, transgresses the main streets of Franklin.
That's not fair. Just because I misused it one time.
In order to uncover the clues that he has left for himself in a stoner-addled brain the day before, and then it's just me, just like what. Like looking through beer cans finding kites stuck in trees.
I'm supposed to be at Domino's.
Notes written on them. Yeah. And then I do actually find like murdered victims, but I just kind of gloss over that. I'm like,
yeah, because you've got to find your weed still.
There's a clue. Yeah. It's just like someone's toe.
Oh, there's this man who was formerly alive. I still have to find my weed.
I have to find my weed. And then... And then I get my weed and the episode's over and then it just ends with me just like, all right.
It ends with you in shackles, like going out to jail because they did find the bodies. That's sad.
Yeah. Every episode ends and then ends again when the actual plot comes down and crushes the plot that we followed, the subplot that was the thrust.
Oh, God.
I would like this like Monty Python and the Holy Grail, I think was the way that the way there was like an actual plot with the murder, like they murdered a guy and then you see the police come and then that plot ends up ending the movie. The one that had nothing to do with the plot you were watching.
The best.
I want every episode to be that way.
Yes. What are we gonna call this? It sounds fun.
Cat Tracer.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be like Chasey JC, like gonna follow you.
The kite time stories. I don't know.
Kite?
Yeah. Not kite. Not, no. That's not. No, I do like Chasey JC. Chasing. Oh, chasing.
Chasing Emery. Jason.
No, chasing Jason. Emery. Chasing Emery. It's me chasing myself and my past.
Oh my God.
As in my last day, just instead of chasing
Amy.
Oh my God. CHASIN apostrophe space EMGBORY.
EMGB.
Chasing Emery. That's the name of the show.
Oh my God, I can't. Oh.
I solved another one.
No!
Where are my drugs, though?
Never, never again is there a mystery as good or as deep. Or is dumb.
No, never. Never!
When you slip into that high voice, that's like we were watching Little Big Shots with Steve Harvey, and he was talking to this one kid, these two twins, and he's like, what do you do? And all the girls are gonna, oh my God, Danny, Brady, oh my God! And he slipped into that, oh God, why is it so funny when guys can do that? It's never.
I'm not sure.
That was sneaky wheat.
Sneaky wheat.
Yeah. Well, then there was a. I don't know. For some reason, guys have a completely silly voice. I don't know if women have an equivalent to complete, like the nasal voice where you just, like, it sounds ridiculous.
We don't. The only one.
Even this voice, I can do that one too.
See, that's super creepy.
No, that's
cute. Just creepy. No one wants to hear this voice.
Well, just say it less creepy. Like, say cute things.
I want to kill everybody.
No. Here, let me see if I can find something for you to read.
One day you're all going to die.
Yeah, this is like to say this is like back talk, but small talk. Typing. This is good shit. What is this? Hold on. Oh god, I gotta find out where this is coming from.
Yep. When the sun shines, you should know that love shines as well.
Wee. I don't know. I think that guy's creepy. I don't like that guy.
Oh, wow. That came from a dark place inside of JC.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's on the level. They say it's always the quiet ones. Well, it's also the overly flamboyant ones, too, in some cases. No one talks about them and all the heinous murders they've committed fabulously.
Oh, fabulously, yeah. And on they the decorate.
Murders on a dime.
I know. And then they leave your place, like, well-decorated, better than when they came.
Yeah. Decorated in blood, festooned in your entrails.
You know, I turned them into drapes.
Jib, let's make this place beautiful. All right. Let's get out of here. I think the cops are coming in 3, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5, 3, 2, 1. Yes.